This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Tyre Nichols' mother is asking for peace. He was the black motorist who died after a confrontation with police in Memphis.
I don't want us burning up our cities, tearing up the streets.
Yes, ma'am.
That's not what my son stood for. And if you guys are here for me and Tyre, then you will protest peacefully.
The video of his traffic stop will be released this evening. The AP's Donna Warder.
A candlelight vigil was held in Memphis, Tennessee Thursday night for Tyre Nichols, who allegedly was beaten to death by several police officers who are now fired and facing second-degree murder and kidnapping charges. Nichols died 3 days after the January 7th traffic stop, in which police say he was pulled over for reckless driving and then fled the scene. I'm Donna Warder.
Parts of the Midwest could see some heavy snow in the next few hours. Meantime, they're cleaning up the mess from fierce winds in California.
Powerful Santa Ana winds reaching higher than 100 miles per hour tore across Southern California. The wind knocked over trucks and trees from Los Angeles to San Diego.
The AP's Jennifer King reporting. A student nurse appeared in a British court this morning charged with planning to attack an Air Force base and taking a homemade bomb to a hospital maternity unit where he worked. Prosecutors say Mohammed Farouk's plan to attack the Air Force base was motivated by Islamic extremism. Torrential rain and wild weather in New Zealand this morning has been disrupting things in the city. Elton John's concert had to be canceled just before it was due to start. The concert was billed as a final farewell tour for Elton John. Restaurants are beginning the new year with a recurring problem, labor shortages. Chipotle is looking to hire 15,000 people ahead of the busy spring season, and they're not alone. This is AP News. The California farm where four people were killed this week had also been the scene of gun violence last summer. The AP's Jackie Quinn.
Court documents reveal there was a shooting at the California Terra Garden in Half Moon Bay in July when a farm manager allegedly fired a gun into another manager's trailer after threatening to kill him. Yi Tao Bing survived that day, but not the shooting on Monday. Bing was one of four victims shot at that location. Three others were killed at another mushroom farm nearby. But there's nothing to suggest the violence of the summer was connected to this week's killings. The suspect, 66-year-old Chun Li Zhao, told station KNTV he wasn't in his right mind. He said he'd been bullied and worked long hours, and his complaints were ignored. California officials are looking into possible labor violations at the farms where the shootings took place. I'm Jackie Quinn.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Hey, Central Ohio. The Nationwide Children's Marathon will be taking over the city on October 18th and 19th. CODA riders can expect significant reroutes throughout the city. Operators will be working tirelessly to assist CODA customers. That's October 18th and 19th for the Nationwide Children's Marathon. Expect significant reroutes downtown. You can view real-time updates on the transit app or at CODA.com. That's C-O-T-A.com. Good luck to all the runners.